my name is Gene Shake, and I'm an attorney for the People's Temple at Hoover in Alvarado. I wonder if I can speak with a watch officer in charge, please.
Okay, hold on a second.
Yes, yeah, Sergeant Roach, are you the watch officer in charge?
Yes,
of the station? Yes, I'm Eugene Chaik, and I'm an attorney for the People's Temple. We have a church, as you know, in Hoover and Alvarado Street.
Yes.
I'm calling particularly at Reverend Jones' request to make a report. We've had some incidents there that we don't understand at all and are highly displeasing to us. I'd like to indicate what's happening, if I may, for a minute. We have a good report that Monday, between 2:30 and 3 in the afternoon, two people drove up in a gray van. And it was a 67 or 68 Econoline with mag wheels and apparently an extra long body. I don't have an exact license number. The first three numbers were 262, and they say there was an L in it. Now, they apparently asked a couple of our security guards there if they wanted to buy...
They asked a minister, associate minister, and one of the construction supervisors who's building the senior citizen residence. They had, I just wanted to make that correction.
Mm-hmm. This wanted to sell them some silverware, 98 pieces or 90 pieces or something for $35. And the implication was that the merchandise was stolen. And, of course, our people weren't interested in anything like that and told them so.
What was the property they were selling?
90-piece silverware set.
Oh, okay.
For $35.
$35.
And subsequently, yesterday, we have another report, although we haven't confirmed it as tightly as that one, that somebody else came up in a silver automobile and... asked one of our associate ministers there if we were, he said, I hear you buy hot stuff. Do you want some? The man told him, of course, that he didn't and he didn't know what he was talking about.
We were advised by the different attorneys in our church that we should contact you immediately. We had, I don't know whether you may have been informed by the pastors there, we just assisted a California Highway Patrolman family, Turner, who had been slain mercilessly by some maniacal black person. Being we have black members, we wanted to show the sentiment of how much we support law enforcement and how infuriated and incensed we were by this census act. We sent $500 to the family. Now, normally we have some harassment after, but someone must be putting out something pretty ugly, some rumor to cause people to drive by. In all of our history, we've never had a member or a church that's ever been presented with, you know, such a blatant suggestion to do something dishonest. And we thought behind it might be some militant element. And we also wanted to notify you so that in case this is a legitimate thing, that they indeed... they said they had stolen goods the second time. I don't know if they mentioned that the first time, did they?
No, they just
mentioned 90 pieces of silverware for $35. I thought he said 45. But anyway, the minister said it was a ridiculously low price, and when declined, they didn't get any further conversation. They just went away. But the second one, the minister has gone out of state to one of our denominational meetings, we can't get any further information other than that, other than one of the ladies said that he was approached this afternoon again in the same fashion, saying we understand, I don't know if there's one or two individuals. Yesterday it was a black-haired and a black-haired woman, a black-haired man and a black-haired woman in their 30s, either Italian, they thought, or Greek, but we have very poor description on today. But we thought we should report it. If there's 262L, we hope is sufficient that maybe you can do some checkup. We told our people to immediately notify you. If you had any other suggestions to who they would notify, you could call our local church there and tell them what they should do when these people come by, whether they should try to hold them there, what your suggestion might be.
Let me give you a number and a name of a person that would be He's in charge of the investigators that work that area, the
place all right.
people. And that way, I'll give you his name and number.
That's
it's,
fine.
It's Investigator Voss, V-O-S-S.
V, as in victory?
Yes, O-S-S.
O and S and Sam.
Right. And it's 485-4073.
Mm-hmm.
He stays in the office back there. He's here all day, like 8:30 or so in the morning till 4:30. If any of this occurs or when they have other information during the day, he has the area that
they should call.
He goes south down there. Right, they should call and ask for this.
All right, well, we'll relay that. Now, we're calling long distance from our headquarters. We're in the Disciples of Christ denomination. It's 2 million strong. But being that our church takes more of a law enforcement stand than most, and then we just got coverage all over the state and throughout the nation today, in many parts of the nation, on another support of a law enforcement measure here that got praise from the district attorney and the sheriff's department and chief of police. So we just wondered if something must be askew, that we, in all of our history, have never had anyone come by and then have two people in within 24 hours come by trying to sell us something. It sounds to us like some militant organization or something circulating some rumor that we receive things that are, what was it, what did he call them? What did he call the expression?
He said hot.
Hot goods. It sounded crazy that anybody would come by a church with that kind of approach. So we wanted to immediately notify you, if you would take record of this, and we'll tell our church members then to call that gentleman.
I'll leave a note for Voss back there so that he will be aware of your call, and I'll let him know that.
To be on the lookout for that van. They said they saw the van. I thought that one of the members said that they saw the van. We had an earlier call. I didn't receive it. But an earlier call, that van was also sighted in that area again today.
Okay.
So whatever they're offering, you might be able to apprehend them that way if you were on the lookout for them.
67-84, and it's a long body.
Yeah, and it's gray. It's a primer gray, dull primer gray. Mag wheels on it, extra long body.
Did you get an indication of the people in the van, or they were white?
They were white, and either Greek or Italian, and one of the gentlemen that saw them is Greek, so he would make he would be pretty accurate in his description. Mr. Katoulis saw them. He was one of the gentlemen. He's a construction supervisor and one of the board members there. Danny Katoulis, and he's Greek himself. He said they were either Greek or Italian, both a male and a female. He estimated in their 30s. Their hair was black, could have been dyed, though. He wasn't sure. But very long hair. The man was hippish.
Mustache.
And, oh, yes,
heavy,
sir.
Dark mustache.
Heavy, dark mustache.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll leave all this for the people, also for the black and white patrol units that are working down there. These guys are probably just burglars, and they're just trying to find a place to unload it.
Well, we thought the coincidence. We have bizarre things happen every time we do something for law enforcement. A threatening phone call, or they'll order something to be delivered to our church that we don't know anything about, or they'll call up and tell us someone is dead that isn't dead and try to shock whoever is on the line. So there's always something that seems to correlate when we come out, and we came out with a $6,000 support of a pilot project in San Francisco that helps senior citizens with escort service of security personnel. So they've almost reduced muggings to nil in the Tenderloin. And we get, every time, we get threats from militants and that sort. It's usually from a militant element. So we just thought there might have been some connection, being that it happened right on top of it. And we've never heard in all of our history anyone ever coming to our church with such an approach. It sounded so strange.
Never happened.
And thank you for your courtesy. And
okay, so we'll make sure that this information gets back there and to our people, then just have them call this other number.
Detective Voss.
Yes.
All right, thank you.
I thought I'd just write a letter confirming this. I wonder if you can give me an address of somebody to write to.
Yes, that's... what would you like to... You mean our conversation tonight?
No. Yes, in the event that any more of this comes through, we might want to...
Okay, can either go to Voss or to myself, Roach, Sergeant Roach, R-O-A-C-H.
By the way, who replaced Captain Marchesano? He was a good friend.
Captain Gindon.
Captain Gindon, G-I-N-D-E-N?
D-E-N, right.
Did Captain Marchesano retire due to ill health? He seemed awfully young. Or you don't know, perhaps?
Well, no, it was a combination of both. He wasn't actually sick when he left, as such, but he had his, 28 in.
Oh, yes. I remember him saying he did.
Yeah, he just wanted to get a little more time with the family and all. He did have he had had surgery in the past.
I'm sorry. Give him the regards of our people, Stepper, if you're ever talking to him.
I sure will.
He's an awfully good man. Well, thank you for your time.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
918.
All right.
And you relate this to him and see what will be his opinion.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right.
Bye. She has attended the Unification Church on Olive a few times, and the Reverend Sun Yat Moon is the leader of that, I guess. But she disagreed with some of their teachings yesterday, and she came home all black and blue and asked you what happened. She said that they had beaten her with a rubber hose. Of course.
Janet, excuse me just a minute. Mm-hmm. Will you come and get the baby?
That they'd beaten her with the rubber hose, and of course we are going to take legal action, but I was wondering if some of the ministers had any idea of what could be done about looking into something like that, as far as the ministers were concerned.
Well, the only thing that I would suggest, it should be looked into. I don't know no religion that would beat somebody with a rubber hose and be a part of God.
That's right. I think it's terrible, and that's why I thought maybe the ministers would be concerned about it, you know, because it reflects on all churches, you know. If that's done
right.
In one church, then it reflects on all the churches.
Right. Well, see, a lot of times when they get into these cult movements, they run across a lot of these type of problems. They think that they got to do some type of strange stuff in order to initiate a person in, but see, all of that's contrary to the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
And so the only thing that I would does she have any witnesses stating that it happened there?
Well, of course they would all be members, and I don't know, you know, who would, if they would even come forth. I will have to look a little further into that, but you know how teenagers are. They think that they...
Was she the only one that was involved in this type of ritual?
At this time, I have heard it's happened before, you know.
I read something about him.
Uh-huh.
And... I didn't, go along with the things that I read about him.
Right.
But I read, they had a big article in the paper some time ago concerning that he was going to be down in Anaheim at one time.
Mm-hmm.
And so I really don't know too much about him as an individual. But, things like that is not right. And a lot of times they do take advantage of young people and get them into something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But if they beat her like that, then that's... that's not right, and I think it should be, looked into,
mm-hmm.
and I'll mention it around to some of the ministers that I know.
Well, I'd certainly appreciate it. I just think it reflects on all the churches, and then it just, the teenagers think, you know, that if they have an experience like that, that maybe there's nothing to the churches at all, you understand?
Well, now, what does she want to do now? She wants to get away from him? Or?
Yes, well, we will take legal action on it, but I just, you know, I thought, well, maybe if the ministers knew about it, they would save some other children from
right. well,
such a fate, you see.
We'll have to mention it in the Council of Churches. Him.
Right. Well, I think that would be a great help to our young people if you would do that.
Right. And then we have a Ministers Alliance, which is supposed to meet today, but it's holiday, so we'll meet next Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll bring it up there.
Well, I thank you so much. That would make me feel better as a mother to know that other children would be saved
right,
from such a thing.
Yeah, well, that's terrible. I don't agree with anything like that. Anytime you lay hands on children and this type of thing, then that's contrary. Did she say how it happened? Were they trying to get her to do something?
Well, she said she disagreed with their teachings, and they just would not tolerate that whatsoever, you know. And
well, the only thing that I can tell you is to do what you're doing, and I would mention it around and see what we can do as a ministerial group to try to stop something. But see, he's not an established minister in this particular area. I think he's one of those traveling ministers that goes around from place to place.
I see.
And he comes into an area for a certain length of time, and then he leaves.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not established here. So to really get him, I think that the only way that they're going to be able to do anything is to take legal action. See, we can talk about it, but I don't really think there's nothing too much that we could do. But we could you know, take a stand against it, but see, by that time he may be gone. He may be in some other part of the country.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll take care of the legal action. That's what I thought. If you took a stand against such things,
right.
that
right.
you know, other children wouldn't be misled. Like, of course, naturally, she's not going to be a part of it anymore. But
right.
That was a hard way to learn. You know?
Right. Mm-hmm. Very, very true. So anyway, it's nice talking to you, and I will bring it up in our meeting and mention it. That's Mr. Reverend Moon, huh?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, I've heard of him, but I don't know too much about him, but I've heard of him.
I don't either, but just from this instance. Okay, thank you so much.
All right, then.
Bye.
What the procedure is to join, I was approached by someone on the streets not too long ago.
Yeah.
And I was wondering, what do you do, or how do you find out more about the organization?
Oh, yeah. So, we have study centers all over Los Angeles. And one here, where you just call, downtown, 635 Olive Street. And we give in our center introduction lecture in order to inform you about ourselves, our ideals. And the best would be to find out is just to come in to hear one of these introduction lectures. You know, it's usually for 45 minutes, and we can discuss afterwards a little bit. You know, then you find out most about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Uh-huh. Do you allow people to stay with you?
Well, we do this. We have a study center in the mountains, but that would mean for 3 days, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
That would be possible, yeah.
Well, what I'm saying is that I was thinking of joining. I went to some of your meetings and...
Oh, you did already?
Yes, I've been to your meeting when Sun Yung Moon was down here.
Uh-huh.
And then I was also at a meeting in New York.
Oh, wonderful.
And I was thinking that I'd like to join up, and I was wondering, I'm just visiting out here in Los Angeles, and I saw one of your people out on the street.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering, if I wanted to stay with the group, what procedure would I have to go through?
Just come here to our center, yeah? And we can talk to you. And you know our camp where we study, and where you also could stay with us? It's in the San Bernardino Mountains.
Mm-hmm.
And we have buses every night going up there. So just come here and we can talk, yeah?
Okay.
Okay. Do you have the address?
Oh, yes, Olive Street.
Mm-hmm. 635.
All right, thank you.
Okay, my name is Sonia, so I'm at the desk, so you will see me.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
I'll leave a message. This is Mrs. Gamble calling.
Mrs. Gamble?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And he doesn't know me, but I have been referred to him by another minister. The problem that I've encountered is that my daughter had attended this Unification Church on Olive a few times, you know,
uh-huh.
And the Reverend Sun Yat Moon is the leader of that, I guess. Well, anyway, she disagreed with some of their teachings yesterday. And she came home, she's all black and blue, and I asked her what had happened, and they had beaten her with the rubber hose severely.
They had beaten her with a hose?
Yes.
At the church?
That's right. And naturally I was appalled by the whole thing, and so I was just calling the good reverend to see if he had any suggestions as to what we could do. Of course, we would take legal action, but I just wondered if he thought, as a minister or other ministers, could do something about this atrocious behavior that's going on.
Well, for heaven's sake, that is something I've never heard of.
Well, I had never heard of such a thing either, and I think it's disastrous that a so-called church would do anything
like
this.
Well, what kind of thing, what do they teach? You say unification church?
Yeah, I don't know too much about their teachings. It's just, you know, I have a teenage daughter, and you know how they are. They think they want to look into different things, and... whatever it was, she disagreed with her teaching, and they just did not tolerate it whatsoever, she'd been going for some time, and so, you know, they literally just beat her. And
that sounds like some kind of weird outside sect or something. It don't sound like a normal church.
Well,
goodness.
Certainly doesn't sound like the proper behavior for
a
church.
No, it doesn't, and it definitely needs to be looked into.
Oh, I think it needs to be looked into, I knew the good reverend would... be interested in this, since I understand he has some litigation of his own, but you tell him we are taking legal action, but just wondered if he, as a concerned person that he is, would look into this and do something about it.
Yeah, well, I'll certainly speak to him about it. He says on Olive.
Right.
Near what? Do you have an exact address?
Well, let's see here. It's, let's see. I think right there. It's 635 Olive.
635?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know the pastor's name there?
I'm not familiar with the pastor's name there. No, I'm not that, you know, I wasn't involved in it.
Yeah.
She just, and
that what happened yesterday?
They're sort of a cult type thing, you know.
How old is she? Your daughter. I mean, is she a teenager?
Yes, she's a teenager. And I understand they worship Sun Yat Moon or something, but of course, naturally, my daughter won't be attending after this.
Well, I should think not.
But,
Yeah, well, I certainly talked to him about it, but it sounds more like a cult to me.
Yeah, I think it is
church.
Some sort of a cult. The man says he's Jesus Christ or something, I guess. But that's about... You know, that's all I know about it. That's just what I've heard. But
yeah.
So naturally.
Yeah. Well, see, I'm glad you called, really, because these things really need to be looked into, too, because they're not the same as churches.
That's
these
right.
Cults. These are altogether different. And I feel like they need a different classification. So this is really something they need to work
on.
Well,
you know, and it makes something like that comes along and makes all the other churches
look bad. Makes them look bad.
I think it's up to the ministers to do something about this.
Do something about it.
That's
I think
right.
You're right, too. Now, listen, if he wanted to call you, where could he reach you?
Well, just a minute. I'm just in the process of moving. I'll call you back when I get my phone in, okay? We're naturally moving because of this, but we'll call you back when we get our phone in, okay?
Yeah, well, all right then, because if he looks into this, you know, he won't have any contact with the ones, you know,
right.
That call him.
Well,
so
we'll certainly, we'll get in contact with him again.
All right.
Thank
all
you
right.
So
thank
much,
thank you for
Derek.
Calling. Uh-huh.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Reverend Brand?
Speaking.
This is Mrs. Gamble calling, and I know you don't know me, but I'm calling in regards to what happened to my daughter yesterday at a church. She attended the Unification Church on Olive, and I believe the leader, that's Reverend Sun Yat Moon, but she disagreed with some of their teachings, and she came home all black and blue, and they had severely beaten her with a rubber hose. I don't know too much about the church. She was just a teenager and decided to attend and see what it was. But we're going to take legal action, of course. But I was wondering if you as a minister had any advice or knew of anything.
Well, first, I think you should, if you have an attorney, tiny. This is a case that really involves an attorney.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be the first thing you would do, and of course you notify. You have to notify the police.
Correct. Uh-huh.
Did you notify the police?
Yes. Uh huh.
Well, what did they say?
Well, of course we have the advice to get an attorney, and we've done that. But I would just, you know, as a mother, wondering if ministers could look into it and.
Well, we would when after you it becomes a non-legal case.
I
we,
see. Mm-hmm.
It have to be. You have to. I mean. You understand what I'm trying to say from the legal standpoint. We want to find out what's with what. We just
right.
wouldn't jump up and go running out there. No, we wouldn't want, in other words, let me say this. I wouldn't want someone to come to my church and then get in an altercation with someone at the church and get beat up and then have someone bring charges against me.
I see. Yeah,
I would want to be first be sure. Now, if this is true, we know about this religious movement, and but if there is some brutal force been run, as a group of ministers, I'm sure we'll go all out for it to protect all sorts and go to the very limits of our ability to see that justice is done. Yeah. But at the same time, it must be some proof and verification, not just on hearsay. Now, as it is of now, as far as I could see, I want you to put yourself in my position. As I see it, it's hearsay.
Mm-hmm.
Until I can see some documented proof that there's been an investigation and that this, it, you know, this has happened.
Right.
Yeah. We'll find out exactly what has happened, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Of course, we're in the process of doing that now, but...
Good. But whatever help we can give after you find out that there's definitely been some miscarriage of some injustice have been done, we'll be behind you 100%.
All right, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, dear.
Bye.
And let me follow me up on that. I want to know about it.
Certainly will.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay.
I beg your pardon.
Well, hello.
Hello.
Hello, this is Mrs. Gamble calling. I was calling in reference to something that happened to my daughter yesterday at one of the churches. The Unification Church on Olive, Reverend Sun Yat Moon is the leader, I understand. She had attended a few services and just to see what it was all about. She disagreed with some of their teachings yesterday, and they beat her severely with the rubber hose, where she's black and blue all over. Of course, we've reported this, but I was just wondering, as a parent, what, you know, if the ministers thought there was anything they could look into or do about this kind of behavior in a church, so-called church.
This was a Unification Church?
Right.
And you saw unusual marks on her?
Yes, right. She's black and blue all over. Of course, we've reported this, you know,
to the police department.
Right. And getting an attorney. But I just wondered, you know, as a parent, what could be done to stop other children from this kind of, you know, looking into something and then finding this is what it's all about.
Did the girl tell a story? I mean, did she tell you what happened?
What she said was that, you know, they were having a discussion, and she disagreed quite intently with some of the things they were teaching, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they just did not tolerate whatever. They got very angry and beat her. I'm just wondering, you know, what, as ministers, could be done.
Yes, well, I would think that it should be. Now, how did you contact my church? I mean, how, me?
Well, we were just calling, you know, I was
You're
just...
You're calling the churches?
Yeah, That's I was just calling
idea.
The churches, you know.
Yeah. What kind of response have you had? When did this happen? I don't know.
This happened yesterday.
Yesterday?
Yes. Most of the ministers, are, in fact, all of them that I've contacted, are certainly willing going to look into it and to tell the Minister Association so.
Yes.
You
this is a procedure. Have you called the First Baptist Church?
No.
Dr. Townsend?
No,
I haven't. I just got back from vacation, so I don't know whether they're back from their vacations or not.
Mm-hmm.
But this is would be a matter for be taken up with the council of churches.
With the council of churches.
Yeah, and of course I'd contact them too. To contact the ministers like you're doing to so that there's some concrete action. And probably what they'll do is they will verify the police report, and then they'll take action. And I think now I know the Unification Church, and some of them have talked to me considerably. I don't have much. What should I say? I haven't had much to do with them,
right?
In that sense, and the doctrines certainly aren't ones that I, but I didn't think there was anything like that in their doctrines, but you hear stories, they haven't been verified. But now at the First Baptist Church, they have a minister who is there. This is a Korean man,
mm-hmm.
and they have a Korean department there.
Mm-hmm.
So they might be even more knowledgeable about this than I am.
Mm-hmm.
And now, the girl isn't a convert, is she, the daughter? I mean, is she... She won't go back?
Oh, no, no, of course not. She was just like, you know how teenagers
are. Investigating, certainly.
Right, you know, and certainly not, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But